as a location in this universe, yet the mind is often somewhere else than the body. We have a certain time that we're right on the planet, yet the mind is often out of sync with that. So we often have the mind in the future or the past, and the mind is often not localized within the body. It's more, you know, thinking about something or someone or a new thing to buy, or thinking about the next synthesizer that I'm going to buy, or the mind is rarely looking at my body, being like, hey, body, what's up, body? So breathing is really, focus on breathing is really bringing all that to the present moment, to the present space, to that center of the universe that is your own body. This is really your time and space that everything starts from. It's the seed that bringing focus to that really is the first step into growing into this expansiveness. So it's really kind of an inside out process. So you have to bring it in first. You have to invite the mind, the breath, the body, the subconscious, all this energy within your present, you know, time, space, location, you know, that is unique to you, and that is really your seed of power. And all that is done just by observing the breath, as simple as that, as quickly as that, centering back to the self. Taking a few deep breaths, observing the sensation in the body. If the mind is busy, you can ask the mind to wait a little bit. It's like, hey, you're always taking over. You can just take a break. Take a break for a few minutes now. Observing the sensation in the body. The body talks to us in a different way than the mind and the emotion. The body actually has this very subtle waves from the body, these sensations in the body, these tensions, sometimes in the shoulders and the neck, sometimes the tensions in the legs and the feet, these warmth of sensation, sometimes in the stomach, lungs. This is how the body speaks, through these different sensations, and taking the time sometimes to observe and listen to that. Again, it invites the mind to be with the body and the breath in this space-time continuum that is you now. By sensing the body, we can then later on observe the sensation in the body when we use visualization. There's two main source of visualization. In Taoism, they talk about the different energy that you can have. You can have the energy from the water and the air, the sun, and the food that we take. So that's one form of energy, the water being the main source of water, and the oxygen being our main fuel, and the food being kind of our building blocks of the body, and the sun being also part of, you know, the balance of the body. So that's one source of energy. And then you have the energy that was given to you at your birth. So this kind of batteries, I think it's called Qing, or Shen, I can't remember now, I have to go back to my notes, but this primal energy that you are imbued with as you grow, and that's kind of a source that depletes as you go. That's why we're born and we die. It's because of that fluctuation in that source of energy compared to the food that we eat. It's not because we stop eating food that we die. It's because this other form of energy that is at our time of birth has been depleted. So that energy is a different level of energy that you have within yourself. So you have the food, you have that central source of energy, and then you have the energy that comes in the Taoist way anyway, the energy that comes from the universe or heaven. It's often used as a word in Chinese medicine or the Yi Qing. Heaven bringing one source of energy, and then the earth bringing the other source of energy. So the earth, we are from the earth, and we receive a lot of energy from the earth. Now, these are more subtle energy. They can be very powerful, but they're more subtle in the sense that we don't really think about them most of the time. But in Taoism, that's these form of energy that they think about or they visualize. So the food and the sleep and all that is one layer that you control. The energy that is within your body, you know, it's there, and you can, you know, be happy about it because you still have some if you're listening to this show. And the energy from heaven and earth are two forms of energy that we're always influenced by, but that we can visualize about. And that's what I wanted to bring today. This simple visualization, these two visualizations actually. So the first visualization we will do, first we come back to our breath, we feel the body, and then of course at first it's easier to do with your eyes closed, but it's something you can practice, you know, even when you're sleeping or working or doing anything. But if you have a chance to practice this meditation with the eyes closed, that's always easier to start with. This source of energy that comes from the universe, you can visualize it in many ways. You can see or feel that energy flowing from the sky, flowing from the universe, and raining down all around you. And visualize your body as an empty vessel being filled with that energy. And you can see it as a bright white light filling your entire body, filling the legs, torso, the arms, the neck, and the head. Visualize that as kind of a stream of light, like a liquid, light made of liquid, or a liquid made of light, however you want to see it. And as it fills your body becomes light, it becomes a source of light itself, and the details of your body are kind of disappear within that light. And the body keeps on being filled with that light until it overflows with light. That your whole body kind of dissolve in that mass of light. You can feel the light as it fills your whole body. You can observe sometime when you practice visualization, there's part of the body that might not get filled with light. So feel free to practice just simply observing a source of light coming from high up above and filling your full body, your entire body with light. Maybe your feet are not being filled, or maybe shoulders. Sometimes I have a hard time myself with the back of the body, so it takes time to practice. When you lose focus, you can come back to the breath, taking a few deep breaths, and coming back to that visualization of a source of light high up above. You can see it rain around you with that light, or you can also see a stream of that light coming through the top of your head and then filling your entire body. From the toes to the legs, the torso, the arms, the neck, and the head filled with the light. Take some time to practice and observe the sensation that it creates into your body. At first, the mind might not be practiced enough, so it might need more focus and concentration. So, of course, it will get better as you practice. It depends on how you normally use your mind. Some people are very good at being very focused and concentrated. Other people need a bit of practice with that. Some people have a hard time with imagination, and other people have a very wild imagination. So the imagination is very useful when we are doing visualization, as we can fill in all the details of that reality, because the imagination tool that we have is very productive. So that's the first source of energy coming from high up above, filling the whole body with this brilliant white light, filling your entire body, filling every part of the body. And it creates a bit of a current within your body. In Taoism, they call that current, that movement, the micro-orbit circulation meditation. I can't remember the name exactly. But it's this spin of energy that comes down in front of the body and spin back up at the back of the body, up to the top of the head, and then comes back down. It creates a full circle around the body. And I think, well, for me, it's one of the spin. There's all these different energetic spins that arise around the body from its own magnetic field and energetic fields. So that light from above that fills in your body, fills your body completely, dissolving your body into a light, and also create a movement, a current of energy, a spin that is augmented by that visualization of the light filling you from above. The second source of light comes from the earth, the soil, the ground. Now, a lot of nature-based spiritual teachings and religion have that grounded energy. You can see it in a similar way, coming from the earth. Some people like to visualize their roots going down in the soil very deeply and pulling the energy up. The energy normally flows up naturally. That's how the trees as well bring in the energy from the ground. And I like to visualize this golden light. So instead of being a white light coming from above, I like to visualize this golden light coming up from the legs into the hips, into the spine. And when it reaches the head, it comes down again and starts to spin within the body, merging with that light from high up above. Similarly, this golden light also fills your body with this golden light. So you feel this connection with the earth filling your whole body. If you have a chance to meditate, and if you have the chance to meditate outside And if you have the chance to meditate outside where there is a tree, and if you have the chance to meditate outside where there's a tree and you want to practice feeling that energy coming from the roots, sitting by or standing by a tree is a very good practice to visualize that same meditation where the energy comes from the ground. I feel often inspired or maybe even helped by the energy of a tree, pulling in that energy from the soil and bringing it up as the trunk of the tree really pulls in the energy and pushes it up. Similarly, that visualization, that meditation, take the energy from the ground, pulling it in into the body, and bring the energy from the universe and fill your own body from the top of your head, filling. And you can see these two energy, visualize them mixing within your own body, spinning and creating all these currents. You have the major current going up and down the spine and at the front of the body, but you have all these other spins of energy that happen throughout the body. They're often related as chi or prana and all these different connection. The meridians or different system have different names for these marmas or these point of energy or these chakras. And all of these point of energy and all these currents of energy within the body are fueled with that energy coming from the sky, the universe, and from the earth merging into the body. And all these different center of energy, these chakras, also vibrate or resonate with that energy coming into the body. So the visualization that we're doing can be improved or boosted or helped by any energetic system that if you're a Chinese medicine doctor or if you're a Tai Chi practitioner or if you're a yogi practicing and using the chakra system, for example, any of these energetic system can be brought into the visualization. You can bring any elements into a visualization which will help focus the visualization even further. Visualization is really just a point of awareness, of focus, that will help you concentrate for an extended period of time. Some meditation, you look at an object or you looked at a point in front of you and you focus your eyes on that point. So that's a point of focus that you can use in yoga meditation. You call it trataka, for example. But that point of focus can be anything. And visualization, it's a beautiful way to use the mind, the breath, the imagination, the sensation of the body into this very focused meditation. So anytime during this week, I invite you to, if you have a chance, observe your breath, sending that signal to the body, hey, I'm here. I just came back from traveling. Sometime we leave the body, we leave our life for days at ends. And then sometime we look at the sky and go like, oh yeah, I'm here and now. Wow. With all the medias and social medias and news and end of the world and everything else in between, it's rare that we come back to here and now. So if you have a chance during this week, come back to that. Be thankful of the body, of the breath, compassionate about how your body is still alive and still carrying you. And if you have a bit of time, start thinking about that visualization of filling your whole body filled with light from the toes to the legs, the torso, the arms, the hands, the neck, and the head. Feeling that warm sensation of the light as it fills your whole body. If you have even more time, you can feel as well that energy coming from the ground. If you can be barefoot in nature, that's even better, to have that connection, that physical connection to the ground. Some people even made a movie about grounded or something, where they say just to go and walk in the wood bare feet. And it's a very healthy practice to have your feet connected to the ground. And it helps with that visualization of the energy coming from the ground, from the planet, filling your body. And I like to visualize it as a golden light. And then it mix with the energy coming from high up above. It's a different sensation. It's definitely a different feeling. And if you become more practiced into it, you might feel the difference between the two visualization. That can be done anytime, anywhere, anyhow, however you want to see it. And visualization is really one of the foundation, coming back to this spiritual warfare. This is the foundation of your energetic level. By having a physical energy from sleep and food and, you know, exercise, the next level is this more subtle energy that can be cultivated through visualization. Martial art, Qigong, Tai Chi all also work in that more subtle level of energy. And that subtle level of energy will bring many, many tools, this tools of awareness, discernment. You know, when you've been attacked on whichever level, psychological level or physical or energetic level, the awareness of it is very important to be able to be, yes, this was an attack, and yes, I'm recovering from that, and yes, next time I'll be able to protect myself. So this awareness is really the key foundation for any martial art. And visualization is really at the center. It's one of the tools. You've been listening to DJ Damaru with guided meditation on Wednesdays at 1500 UTC. I'm exploring, discovering, and practicing what does it mean to use spirituality as a martial art, or the concept of spiritual warfare, how to use pragmatically your meditation to protect and also create the reality that you want to live in. Tuesday, 1600 UTC, my regular radio show, Evolution Revolution. I continue to explore these concepts and more talking and more music. Thank you for listening. I'll leave running the little arpeggio that I've put in the background there. Oops, I'm going to cut my voice now. Little arpeggio, and the Korg Beats is actually out of battery, so that's not going to play. Thanks for listening.